the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The screensaver on my smartphone has an image of a feather, which looks as if it is being blown about by the wind. When I first bought the phone, I could have personalized it with a family photo, a beautiful place I know well, or a specifically religious picture. Instead, I chose to keep the original feather, as it reminded me of my life, indeed, all our lives, which are subject to God's plans and can change in an instant. The psalm and lessons we have just heard are connected by the theme of action. In Psalm 45, probably composed for a royal wedding, the psalmist urges his king to continue fighting for the cause of truth and right. He also encourages women to serve the king and his chosen princess to produce his heirs. The reading from the Song of Solomon describes a woman longing for her lover's presence, her lover stating that he is coming, and the woman hearing his knock at her door. Later, she comments that love is strong as death, and that no lover would exchange love for wealth. This series of poems was traditionally understood as an allegory of the love of God for his people. And indeed, today's Revelation reading includes the verse with the image of Christ knocking at the door of our soul. But the song can also be read as a collection of secular love songs, celebrating a God-given human love. Both interpretations show the active single-mindedness with which passionate love is always pursued. No need for outside encouragement here. In the passage from Revelation, the writer is conveying Christ's words to the church in Laodicea through the Spirit, accusing their works of being lukewarm, like the city's unhealthy water, and that although they say they are rich, they are in fact wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. The people are warned, "I reprove and discipline those whom I love. But if this they repent, he, Jesus, will give them a place with me on my throne, as he himself sat down with his Father on his throne." Here the desired action is of repentance in order to get to heaven. This week in the UK, there has been an emphasis on political news. The Home Secretary had to resign, and in Thursday's council elections, many councillors lost their seats. Does that mean that anybody who has lost their position will have to leave politics? Certainly not. Those who have chosen to enter either national or local politics have done so in order to try to improve the way the country is governed, according to their political views. This is ongoing, and their aim now is to do everything possible to secure another office or to get re-elected. Like the feather on my smartphone, none of us knows where God will lead us next. The message for us all is not to be lukewarm about our faith, easily satisfied with going to church on Sunday and possibly spending a little more time there during Lent and Advent. We need to follow the call to urgent action, as depicted in today's lessons, modeling our lives on the need to follow Christ in keeping with the resurrection, and working on all our imperfections so that we are ready when he comes to judge the world. Then we can joyfully sing a new song and praise the Lord in the words of the anthem, which the choir has just sung so beautifully for us. Amen.